Hey guys, I want to talk briefly about the power of vulnerability when you're leading a team. So when you're leading a team, you're tasked with making sure that people are on point, making sure that it's headed in the direction of success, giving people constructive feedback, them looking towards you for advice, encouragement, motivation, as well as perhaps being critical where things aren't working as well as you want. And one of the big things I think that I'm seeing as I've basically at Pell Lemon, we've seen some people step into leadership positions and do extremely well. And we've seen others step into leadership positions and fail, basically. So I was just reading this book about management at the moment, and it reminded me of that. I think, is it Brené Brown, the TED Talk or TEDx talk about power or importance of vulnerability? And what I realize is that one of the big things I think that helps me lead is being, and I think that this is therein the advice for anybody, is that when you are leading, expressing vulnerability, expressing the truth that you don't have all of the answers, I think these two things are like massive, basically. Just showing that, you know what, I'm still trying to figure it out, or you know what, I don't have all of the answers, or you know what, you probably want to talk to this person or that person because they know more than I do, or you know what do you think about it, because I'm not sure. Like building in these types of responses and this type of, let's say, dialogue or signpost into your conversation, I think it's going to really, really help you do well, because this is the kind of stuff that people warm to and people respond to more so than they do the perfect manager or the perfect leader. If you look at Hollywood or the story arc, we're taking some examples out of literature now. There's this concept of the flawed hero. And the flawed hero is someone that people feel a much greater sense of like identity and empathy with. And that's something that I think you really need to consider when it comes to just how you lead people. You're going to get that much more from someone if they hear your expressions of vulnerability. You're going to get that much more from someone if they realize that, you know what, Deepak's trying to figure it out himself as well. Deepak's struggling and having challenges with this as well. So if you ever lead from the front in any way, whether you're leading, you know, if you're the captain of a ship or you've got to be a team leader, then I would say that that's one of the kind of key things outside of the kind of, let's say, more not standard, but more widely known areas that you want to improve, such as, you know, give people critical feedback on how they led a meeting or how they were able to deliver a project or implement a specific feature request or lead a presentation or prepare a presentation or execute upon work. Like, these are elements that will become or are more self-evident when it comes to managing a team. Notwithstanding, there's challenges around that, because as soon as you start leading, especially if you've been a part of the team and then you, as in like, you know, you weren't a manager and then you become a manager and then suddenly the relationship changes, which is challenging as well, then the other element of it, regardless, is, you know, how can you have people respect you? And when there's that division between you both, again, we go back to that openness and that vulnerability. These are the things that people empathize and identify with, and it's just like an attractive quality, I think, in people. If you really think about people that you talk to or people that you hear from, the person who's got all of their SHIT together is likable to a degree. Them having some area of vulnerability or weakness almost warms us to them. It's a really human concept, because it speaks to our own internal vulnerabilities and our own internal weaknesses, because there's this manner in which the way that people present themselves as being different to how they personally feel about things. So yeah, it's just something that I, having listened to this piece on managers from this Audible that I'm listening to, and then think about some of the things perhaps that I sometimes make reference to with my therapy, counseling, why I'm trying to do what I do, me trying to figure it out as I go along, I think that these are some things that help me lead more effectively. Don't get me wrong, I've got about a billion and one other problems. But I wanted to kind of communicate that with you when you think about your leadership and your management of people, because the more you're able to express these elements wherein you don't, the warmer reception, I think, and the more inspiration you're going to, you know, bring out from others. So that's it for today, or for this morning, folks. Catch you on the next one.